Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome you to our January. Thank you very much, and welcome to the January 26th, 2015 study session. The first item on our agenda is to review the agenda for tonight's council meeting. It is an interesting council meeting with several things on the agenda, so we'll go through this maybe a little more slowly than I'm accustomed to, just to make sure that everyone gets a chance to weigh in on this. And I know some of us are doing this electronically, and it may or may not be easy to do that. So, starting first page, there's some liquor license applications. Second page, we start on purchasing contracts, items 4A and 4B. Page 4, again, more purchasing contracts. Yes, Mr. Thompson.
I have a question on item, well, it's actually on the next page. It's on item 4G.
4G, okay, great. This is the one-year renewal of the term contract for automatic vehicle locating system devices, and I'm sorry I started reading this, and service for the facilities maintenance, development, and sustainability, solid waste engineering, transportation, and water resource department. Mr. Pombier, can you enlighten us about this item?
Yes, I can.
Do you have a specific question, council member, or just general?
Well, just in general, can you tell me a little bit about what the GPS system is for and why we need it on our vehicles?
What we use it for, especially in these areas, is efficiency of routing. So we'll take a look at how our routes are working and make sure that we're using our vehicles the most efficiently to keep mileage down and to enhance how we provide customer service to our citizens. The second area is safety. Our individuals, we can watch and see where they're at, and if they haven't moved for a long period of time, we can check in with them and make sure everything's okay. Do they have a breakdown? Is there something going on that's preventing them from moving forward? It gives us a secondary check on safety. The final thing we can do with it is use it for customer complaints. When customers call and have questions for us, we can verify what was going on in that area. Or if they call and say, for example, their barrel was missed, we can figure out the closest truck and have them proceed to the city manager's house and make sure we pick that up quickly.
On Christmas Day.
Still a little scarred over that one, sorry. Yeah.
Wow.
My concern is that we don't use this system in a negative way to eavesdrop per se or Big Brother watch our employees, and so I just want to just address that to make sure that we're not using it in a negative manner.
We stress with our supervisors that this is a tool for our productivity. It is not a tool for censorship. Can it be used from time to time in disciplinary matters? It can be, and it would be untruthful to tell you that it couldn't. But that is not the goal of the system. The goal of the system is safety, customer service, and efficiency. And we stress to our supervisors that it's better to supervise in the field than it is to supervise by sitting at your desk and looking at a monitor.
Yeah, and Mayor, Councilmember Thompson, I mean, these are public vehicles, public employees out doing the work, and so there is an accountability part to this, because if we see that cars are parked too long for lunch or in other areas, that it can be and that goes to efficiency, though, and making sure they're being used appropriately for the public dollars. So that's, I think everyone that gets into a city vehicle understands that that's their responsibility, but we don't go beyond that. We're not looking at cameras inside the vehicles or anything like that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Pombier. So that was item 4G. Continuing on through the rest of the fours, again, these are purchasing items. Through up to 4M. So that's all the agenda items under 4 are different purchasing contracts. Number 5, take action on the following recommendation from the Audit, Finance, and Enterprise Committee. And 5A... I didn't want to take it off the consent agenda, but I did think it was worth noting that this is accepting the city's CAFR, or the independent audit, and that we had a clean audit with no negative comments, and I think that's noteworthy, and congratulations to city management for that. So that was agenda item 5A. Agenda item 7 has to do with introduction of ordinances. And we have 7A, 7B. These are actually, yes, please, Debbie.
If
Thank you, Mayor. I apologize. Mayor and Council, on 7B, we are introducing an ordinance to make some changes to the Personnel Appeals Board. And the ordinance that we're introducing tonight is fine. There's no changes to be made to it. The council report has a misstatement that I wanted to make sure the council was aware of. It says in the staff report that the board votes in executive session, and as the council knows, you can't vote in executive session. So what the board does is it deliberates, and then it comes out and votes in the open meeting. But before council even introduced the ordinance, we just wanted to let you know the staff report has that error. It will be corrected before it comes back for the council for adoption of the ordinance. But the ordinance is fine for tonight's introduction.
And this was done, I think, at the suggestion. I recall meeting with the chairman of this this committee, who's a dedicated city volunteer. We appreciate him. And they were suggesting that it's difficult sometimes to have, when there's just three, they wanted to expand it to five so that they have more input and more opportunity.
And so the alternates get to participate as opposed to sitting there listening, and then they couldn't participate in the deliberations or the decision.
Right.
So this allows all five members to participate in the decision.
Right. To me, it seemed like a good change. So thank you. Okay, agenda item 8. Again, these are two ordinances that were introduced initially a few weeks ago. Come on up, Joe. And I know that they were retooled a little bit, and they're coming back to us. So I'm curious as to if you can update us again. What's the difference between what we're seeing now and what we saw a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, Mayor and Council, good evening. Let me give you an overview of these two ordinances. One makes changes to Title IV, which is the building code, and the other is to Title VIII, which is a portion of Title VIII dealing with the residential rental inspection program. Let me begin with the Title IV ordinance and some of the changes. And these changes are coming because of code compliance issues in the enforcement process. The first change is to the definition of owner. The existing definition of owner is a person and then a few types of legal entities, but does not explicitly state a number of other legal entities that you would traditionally see in this type of definition. And so what we've done is we've added to the definition other types of legal entities that you will see in the code under the definition for person. Frequently, it's not owner. It's a definition of person that you'll see within the code. In fact, this additional language is taken from another portion of the code, 5-10. And so that's the first change you'll see. There was some question last time regarding statutory agent, and I think the ambiguity came from the word agent that was in the definition of owner, which really wasn't necessary. So you'll see that's been changed, that's been struck out, and there's the language for the definition, like I said, comes from another portion of the code. And then if you look down to the second section of the ordinance, which is changes to 4-19, the penalties, and you'll see that there's a 1, 2, and 3. The 1 starts on this page, and then you'll see the 2 and the 3. The number 1 largely mimics the existing code language. It adds the word owner, and then it says owner, person, firm, or corporation. And then it mimics the existing code. One change from what you saw last time, the last time it just said owner, we'd omitted person, firm, or corporation, but after meeting with Steve Heather, it's really necessary to keep that language in because there are occasions in which it's not an owner under this portion of the Title IV in the code, in which, for example, in a commercial strip center, there might be a tenant that's doing the construction. The ability to be able to go out, to be able to cite that tenant that's really doing the construction, not the owner, and we wanted that type of flexibility. And as you can see, that language, person, firm, or corporation, was the original language, actually, so we're not broadening anything in that aspect by leaving that language in. And so number one is, like I said, largely the existing code. And then if you look at number two, what this does is help clarify that if you have an owner that's not keeping out transient in a dilapidated building, we'll be able to cite that person. It eliminates the argument from the existing code that you can fail to board or fence off a dilapidated building, and the intent is to be able to cite those type of owners. And then number three deals with the ability to, if you give a notice of violation, that if you fail to comply with that notice, that we can also, that's a violation of the code. And so those are really the changes for Title IV, again, all related to code compliance issues. And then if you look at Title 8, the changes, we make, similarly, we change the definition of owner and person because, and portions, Title 8 is a conglomeration of multiple different portions of the city code. Part is the residential rental inspection program, and there's other portions. Parts, the definition is of owner is used, other parts, person is. And so we made the definition, we changed both definitions. You'll notice that the definition of owner here is different than the definition in the Title IV. And the reason why is because there's a state statute that defines owner in the rental residential inspection statutes. And so we mimicked that portion of that state statute to mimic that owner and use that within this ordinance. And then you'll see, similarly, the second section, you actually have to page quite a few pages to page 4 of the ordinance, in which there's language that says that an owner will be held accountable if there's they allow or permit a condition that materially affects the health and safety of the occupants of a residential rental property. That term, material affects the health and safety, is a defined term. It's actually within the other pages if you're wondering about that. And so that's really additionally just a change in order to enhance court enforcement.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Uh-huh. Council, any question on that? Okay. Thank you very much, Jim. So that was agenda item 8, 8A and 8B. Moving on to 9. These are zoning ordinances, recommendations from the P&Z board, 9A, 9B. Item 10 is to receive to discuss and receive comment on the following ordinances. Again, more zoning cases. 10A, B, and C. Yes, you're right. It's good to see zoning cases again, isn't it? Would you agree, Mr. Pugh or Lake? Thank you very much. Page 11, again, more zoning cases, G and H. And then item 11 is subdivision plats. That takes us to the last item. There is a conflict. An item was taken off the consent agenda, I believe, at Thursday's meeting, having to do with the pre-annexation development agreement so that one of our council members can declare a conflict.
And Mayor, if I could,
yes.
City attorney informs me I have the potential of a conflict. And so I haven't participated in any of the discussions, and I won't be involved in any of the voting. So thank you.
Understood. Thank you for being sensitive to declare that conflict. Okay. And any other questions or discussions about the council meeting agenda? If not, let's move on to agenda item 2A, which is the approval of appointments to council committees and other boards. It's been moved and seconded for approval. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you, and thank you, gentlemen, for your willingness to serve on those boards and committees. Appreciate that. Item 2B, the approval of appointments to the Historic Preservation Board and the Mesa Housing Authority Governing Board. Is there a motion for that? In a second? Thank you. Are you getting these, Dan, or do we need to be? You got them? Okay. Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Item 3, acknowledge receipts of minutes of various boards and committees. Is there a motion? Motion and a second? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next item is to hear reports on meetings and or conferences attended. Anything, Council? I probably ought to report that I returned a day or two from spending a few days last week in Washington, D.C. at the U.S. Conference of Mayors convention. I thought that was time very well spent. Had the opportunity to meet one-on-one with a couple of cabinet members, Secretary Fox from Transportation and Secretary Castro from HUD, as well as hearing from several other cabinet-level folks, and came back with a big pocket full of business cards and a lot of good ideas. So I'm going to be driving city staff crazy for for another, 6 months with all the great ideas. So I appreciated the chance to go and participate in that conference. Next item on our agenda is the scheduling of meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder, our next study session will be Thursday, January 29th at 7:30 a.m. And coming up, I guess it would be a week from tomorrow, February 3rd, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., the Mesa Convention Center is this will be hosting this, or will be the location for the State of the City breakfast with Mayor John Giles. So I encourage anyone who would like to get tickets to contact the Mesa Chamber at www.mesachamber.org if you're interested in getting tickets. And then that same week, Saturday, February 7th, will be the next Household Hazardous Waste Collection event. It'll be Saturday, this February 7th, from 8 a.m. until noon at the East Mesa Service Center, located at 6935 East Decatur. Residents are encouraged to bring their household hazardous waste, electronics, and appliances, and this is a free event.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate the shout out for the State of the City next Tuesday. I encourage anyone and everyone to come. Hopefully the council will be there. Be good to get your support on that. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn this meeting? And a second? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.